Baby, welcome to the party. Sex. I got the X, the shrooms, the acid. Yes, you can see I'm a savage. Don't try this at home, I'm a savage. Baby, welcome to the party. She pulled up in the Benz, she came with a friend. I told her, meet my nigga Bari. Gang. I'm a villain, I'm feeling like Carti. Yeah, you see the fit, I'm a die lit. I beat it, I bust and I dip. I told the witch, stop following me. She's stalking me, she trying to ruin my trip. These niggas coming round screaming, gang, gang. I ain't never seen you on a strip. Never ever had the pebs in your mouth. Never ever had a tool in the whip. Had heavy metal like a bench press. It's a waste of time sending death threats. I got love letters I ain't read yet. Sex. The club closed, we ain't left yet. Fuck a dress code, we're the best dressed. Double R's in my headrest. Asked her if she's coming and she said yes. The shopping sprees and the best sex. But you're just a silly nigga with your silly rap. Snitching on yourself in your verses. I was driving home so the light was on. Pull up on your girl for a service. And when it's showtime, they be taking money out their purses. It's 100 racks when I touch a stage. How could I ever get nervous?
Man, better no rack up the place. Don't act like you don't know. Big Nasty said don't fuck up the bass. If you don't know my crew by now, then Rude Boy, check out the goons. If you don't know my crew by now, then Rude Boy, check out the goons. Test one of us, man, then I'll definitely snap man into two. Jump on the stage, bust up the mic, then DJ, just jack up the tune.
Good afternoon, welcome back to London FM. It appears you still have technical issues because I've just listened to the radio show whilst doing the radio show, and it seems that the songs are slow and I'm assuming my voice sounds deep right now. Anyways, we keep going. This week we're switching up the format a bit. We're not splitting London into its geography as per usual, but we are looking at samples this week. So this week is going to be songs which are from London, have sampled songs outside of London. So you were just listening to Skepta, Liverpool Street in the Rain, kind of remix. I don't know where it came from or who originally sampled it. There are many versions online where people just got the Liverpool Street in the Rain beat and put a different Skepta verse on top. It's on SoundCloud, not on Spotify, because obviously we'll grab the guy who produced Liverpool Street in the Rain, don't think has like signed off on it. So yeah, so good. That's been like on repeat recently. Skepta is like insane with his sampling game, or just him being remixed in general. Like, he's the easiest artist to remix by far. Like, my SoundCloud at the minute is just Skepta remixes, like my favorite genre, as I said last week, but it's got even more niche this week. My favorite genre last week was Skepta remixes. My favorite genre this week is specifically Skepta Liverpool Street in the Rain remixes. Liverpool Street in the Rain is more grab if you like the beat, and then Skepta is Skepta if you like Skepta. Next up, we're going to kind of deep dive into one of the core grime beats, which is Together Rough Squad. To me, this symbolizes everything which grime is. It's togetherness, it's a sense of community, and when I hear that, I don't think anything epitomizes the genre more. But saying that, it doesn't have very grime roots at all. It's actually sampled from Message in a Bottle by The Police, who I mean, I think Sting is a frontman who's Geordie, but I think the Police did have a link to London because we have played them before. So yeah, so we're gonna listen to that Message in the Bottle, and then Skepta and Wiley together. Yeah, let's go.
I'm sending. St. Paul soldier. Mono from the yeah. next door neighbor, Eskimo raver. Elstone visitor, Meridian resident. Senior manning with president. Shower man, all South soldiers. Don't fear olders, never had youngers. Age ain't nothing but numbers. Cause the 17 year olds roll with a pump. I'm a temple tourer, champagne borer, Winchmore warrior, class A courier. Grand scene ambassador, W maker. 4-4 savior, Ali Pally jungle raver. Entry ticket and a bora. Fresh haircut with a side parting and a border. So we send to explorer, private caller, ignorer. I'm an Esky dance keeper, get the weed cheaper, quantum leaper, the Tottenham high streeter, Esky beat beater, A-star reader, 4 times community service preacher, back to full face, we on the case beater, robbery burglary, his dad got nicked cause of me, the piece I was a phone shop dealer, back in the day I was a wheeler and dealer, fly to west where the sky is blue and the grass is greener, Paul Smith jeans, suit, Air Max, Typhoon, Trungash beater, yellow Jenny but I don't know Rita, plus my mum's family come from Antigua, you come from west but you don't know younger or older beaver, I was in Carnival, back in the east.
My name's Skepta, also known as H-A-Y, cause if I got P's, I'm happy. These MCs are happy with a G, but I'm gonna keep filling up B. Till the government have to put a bullet in my boy, better no T. When are these niggas gonna see? These MCs ain't the same as me. I had a grind hit in 2003. God gave me a body and blessed it. You see my fingers, they made duppy. Private caller, DTI, top producer. Post Eskimo, fucking with a T. My two lips said, you don't wanna see a nigga on the scene. Go on then, what you mean, what you mean? Their fingers and lips are the sting in the green. Always lean, how they wanna hate on Shower Man. Rude boy, you see the hype on these MCs are getting old. How many units have they sold? Never go platinum, never go gold. When I make a tune, it's totally cold. When I make a tune, it's totally neat. Spit so sick, my face might turn green. How can he ever be the best in the scene when he's still trying to make a better tune than fucking with the team? You don't want to see me on the scene. Last thing you hear is a bang and a scream. Better mashman want me on their team because they know from a bus a shot heads are coming up. I put a bullet in your beam. Bullet in the cane roll, bullet in the lean. Put on the safeties, switch off the beam.
Bad em up once. If you wanna come and take man for a dunce, I've been on the grind for 100 months and I ain't stopped doing music not once. Bad em up once. If you wanna come and take man for a dunce, I've been on the grind for 100 months and I ain't stopped doing music not once. See the bars are right, they're like scriptures. I'm famous and everybody takes pictures. I had faith since decks and mixers. And you're a non-believer, so I can't see you in the distance. Picture the game as a foe, it's healthy like the boy, but an OT business. Jay's my witness, I'm a musician, I'm skeptic. Three of us talk, then we make a decision. You know me, I got good vision. Rude boy, listen. Don't fuck about to be a rude boy missing when the goons start fishing. I'm a Halloween kid, I got the wood snakes hissing. Me, the shot that you couldn't really see made the dream come true after years of wishing. After years of dissing, after years of swinging. Still did the crime and walk, no, because everything seemed cloudy. I've never been robbed in a game because I'm rowdy. Carry on, I will take a hammer to your Audi. I'm like a soldier from Saudi, you're not bad round. When I see thee, try and hound me. It's next week and you still ain't found me. The phone starts ringing when I drive through boundary. And where's people? We ain't in. 27 big achiever, E2 weaver, had the perceiver. Blood, I emerged out of jungle fever. Boiling one creeper, Roman street sweeper. Don't get gashed by the hour, rude boy, I get gashed by the meter. While I'll see you, lemons will lean you. E3 teacher, LOM preacher, UK speaker, Trinidad bloodline.
Skepta and Wiley with Together. What a banger. We're going to continue with Skepta. First with Murder on the Dance Floor, Xavier Ellis Bextor, and then follow that up with Skepta, Love Me Not, from his magnum opus album, Ignorance is Bliss. Blissful. Murder on the Dance Floor, I do want to say a bit about that. That featured in Saltburn and then had a resurgence. Saltburn is probably one of my favourite films. I mean, I watched it when it first came out. Not to be this person who like brags about being on it, but everyone else is on it. But I was like, I literally saw it the day it came out before anyone had even watched it. It was a rogue decision. I think me and my dad wanted to go to the cinema, and I was like, this looks interesting. And I saw the trailer before. Yeah. I watched that with my dad, which was fun. Banging movie is essentially a commentary on class. It's also like basically a period piece, despite it being noughties. Like, they managed to create this kind of historical document, like an artifact of being like, you know, the zeitgeist of Oxford in the noughties, which is crazy because the noughties wasn't even that long ago. They managed to still have that feel. The cinematography was stunning. I just feel like it's a very divisive movie, though. And I feel like, you know, when people talk about movies, also they sometimes talk about like the thirds of the movie and like or the trials, whatever. They split it into three anyway. The last third of the movie, it was a bit like the pacing was like completely different to like the first part. I feel like it just this. I did definitely feel off when I first watched the movie, but then I rewatched it with my flatmates this time, and one of my flatmates did walk out, you know, with a bit of it to go, because, you know, it was a grave scene, and I mean, can't really blame him. I guess it's a bit awkward to watch it in the presence of other people sometimes, but yeah, it's incredible. I think about the movie literally all the time. And yeah, Murder on the Dance Floor features right at the end, the final scene, when he's just like dancing like naked through this mansion. He's kind of murdered everyone to get, oh my god, I literally gave the biggest spoiler. Okay, anyways, so no one's seeing this, listening to this, because I don't think the sound is good enough anyways. Yeah, anyways, Murder on the Dance Floor, banging, and it's probably the best use of like music in any films ever. Like, it's so like absurd and like weird, and like the title's just so on it. Yeah, so incredible. Anyways, we're gonna get listening to some music now. Murder on the Dance Floor, Sophie Ellis Bexler, and then Lovely Not, Skepta.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your kind. And so. I'll have to.
You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
It's a murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the booth. Hey, 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 it's a murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
It's a murder on the dance floor,
but you better not kill.
Time, only in the night time, had to remind you, we can't rewind time, finally found you, you turned a blind eye, showed me your dark side, say your goodbyes.
She told me she loved me, I was like how, must be cause I'm at the top right now, she thinks I'm a fool, thinks I'm a cash cow, ain't getting married, ain't taking a vow, told me she loved me, I was like who, you said I was a joke, please tell me what's new, you've been around the world, still couldn't find a man like me, yeah I need a girl but it's not you, told me she loved me, I was like when, treated me like a side man back then, said I was the boy, said I was your best friend, now you only text when you're bored on the weekend, told me she loved me, I was like please, too many girls wanna be the main squeeze, how can I bless you when you didn't sneeze, I'm a hot boy, that's 100 degrees.
Time after time, only in the night time, had to remind you, we can't rewind time, finally found you, you turned a blind eye, showed me your dark side, say your goodbyes to you. You got to love me.
I got this brand new thing, she's mad in the head, bad in the bed, I get to grab in the neck, she's a lady for real, but a slag in the bed, not my fault, but she stays mad at her ex, she knows that man's bad with the sex, back to the ends, bang bang, then I flex, spell is fucked up, but she's mad in a text, if I leave, then she start yelling at feds. Got another email from a female, I think they want the retail from the details, wanna know if B-Life's a free mail, and it's sexy, sexy, here's the number, phone me, text me, first you never text me back, now it's mad, now I link with Skeppy, you get me, anytime that we link up, ladies wanna get down, wanna drink up, bad girl says she love a man with tattoos, from my neck to my feet, man I inked up, yeah, we step in the party, see the sexy ladies start smiling, wink up, Tom G with the loud pack, bill it up, grab a champagne glass and I fill it up, who's not feeling up? Tell them stay far away before the man them hold you. I don't wanna have to tell you that I told you, cause we're not on this talking thing. Rude boy, cool, let the ladies in. Sorry, not sorry, I gotta say these things. Shuffle the pack, I can't stand with the waste, man. No joke, cause it's just queens and kings.
Time after time, only in the night time, had to remind you, we can't rewind time, finally found you, you turned a blind eye, showed me your dark side, say your goodbyes to you. You got to love me. You got to love me.
That was Love Me Not, and before that we had Murder on the Dance Floor, Sophie Ellis Bextor, none other than. If you're not a fan of Skepta, it's a great time for you because we're done with Skepta now. Not so good for me though because I do love him so much. Next up we're going to have Butterfly, Crazy Town, which I think I heard in the car because my dad's playlist, and I was like, wait, that sounds familiar. And I realised that Ain't It Different sampled it. It's not even a subtle sample, like I think it's pretty full on, which is kind of the issue with doing this on a radio show, because if the sample is like pretty extreme, like you're kind of listening to the same song twice. But you know, I do love my sampling, and I think it's interesting to see how you can completely reshape the sound. So yeah, Crazy Town with Butterfly first of all, which is a 90s track, and then Heady One, 808 Tracy, Stormzy, the Big Three with Ain't It Different. So listen up and see the resemblance.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. I don't deserve you, in essence, some kind of hidden message to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed my lifestyle. Wow, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled in police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss. Come and dance with me. Come and dance. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me.
Fly to the States, cause I got too much convictions. Apparently all I took is prison, but I don't know no different. Cause I was in jail up north, running the coalition. Fresh from my book, coke and whipped out, I put some roses where my wrist is. You ain't never made a birthday cake from digestive biscuits. But I had to take lemon juice to a piss test. Every day I look up to the Lord, give thanks for all this litness. Come home fresh out the system, gymless. Running with smoke on my Jones. Pigs wood with a camera on me, not the one from Dipset. I still can't mix pleasure with business, sorry princess. I come a long way from broke days, I got to work and fix it.
Different. Yeah. Spent like 10 years grinding. Facts. Covered in diamonds, never been mining. Came through, man, still shining. Black. But I was in home for the house with a pack. Black. And now I'm in Dubai Lyman. Real. Me and Hez landed abroad. Two new kettles, perfect timing. Perfect. The new whip's white on white. Peanut bar, rose gold lining. You can catch me in Central. Car so dumb when I press this button, it's gone. I don't do rentals. Air one's fresher than Memphis. Yeah, fresh. I don't wanna get shit lit, but the way that bro grip sticks ain't gentle. Summertime shootouts, big dick lootouts. Get corn stuck in your dental.
When I first stepped in the game, man try to leech my name, now they wanna act all distant. Man love smile on my face and then they wanna chat like vixens. It's good it's not back in the day, would've got you so wrapped on Clifton. I don't really take no checks, I warn you. And I don't do threats, I'm cordial. I don't even snap on the jet, it's normal. Black tie, but I'm dressed informal. Right. Like the boys from East, I'm nasty. Don't do drip, but I still stay classy. You wanna know, then ask me, ease.
Baby, are you
was Heady One, AJ Tracy and Stormzy. I feel like that's like the older generation of rap, if you know what I mean. And then we've kind of got this newer generation coming through, including Lil Khan and Nux. I mean, even now they're not getting on a bit, but like I feel like we're due another generation. Do you know what I mean? But anyways, the whole point being is that was that generation and now we're coming into Lil Khan and Nux era of the radio show. We're gonna start off with some Madlib because Lil Khan samples Madlib in a track yesterday, which was kind of a one-off release back in I think 2020-2021 in the midst of lockdown or coming out of it, and he sampled Q1, which is from this kind of random album called, I think it's like Owl Beats. Let me look. It's like a Vinyl Weighs a Ton soundtrack, which is this documentary about Stones Throw record label in LA, I believe. I've looked it up and it's free to watch on YouTube. So I might actually have to watch that, and it's like an exciting find because I never kind of put the two and two together when I saw that Madlib had an album which said soundtrack. I just didn't, for some reason, I didn't think soundtrack equals film documentary. So yeah, if you're interested in Madlib, J Dilla, all of that crowd, check out the documentary. Yeah, so this is going to be Q1, and then we're going to play Yesterday, which Lil Connor like directly samples, there is kind of no change to this at all. But he does give full credit, to be fair, because he says produced by Madlib, as if he was a feature, which he heavily is. So here we go, Q1 and then Yesterday, Lil Connor. So I'm asking, where are my friends? I know that this love has come to an end, but why did I have to listen to my friends?
I know we're never getting saved. 24 mixed race, living 12 years a slave.
It was only yesterday.
My grandfather getting knuckled by the pepper spray. More fire breaks the riot like a renegade. Seeking him setting fire to rain as the letters fade. No doubt, I was raised out the south. Tell your ex-boyfriend to keep my name out his mouth. I've been in and out to drag the pain out the house. Being brave, something proud, say my name, I'm a bow.
Here comes the time. Everyone's life. When you have the ball in love, once or twice.
Really feels like
it was only yesterday.
Back when I thought I'd never touch the motherland. Because my skin's a different colour to the other man. But still they're calling me the coloured man. So you can find me in a straight peanut butter jam. Sticky, make a finger snap like a rubber band. We expand like a grand in another hand. Melts like butter in the pan as the others ran. Damn. But me got stuck around, no doubt. Pull the finger out, flabber in the ground. Down south, know what I'm about, just another clown. Red snout running in the mouth in another town. Drown,
drown.
When everyone was in the same place, and we were stuck up in that same race, same face, listening to beats with the same taste, ways. But now my beats come from LA, California, king of the streets, kicking like Pele. You see that dip in the ground, it's bad soil, it's LC, you're mad, man, it's mad loyal.
Here comes the time.
Oh, here comes the time.
In everyone's life,
it's mad loyal.
When you have the ball in love.
Cool.
That was Yesterday, Lil Connor. Speaking of, he is releasing an album. We mentioned this before that he like heavily hinted at it, but it's actually, you know, in the works, going to be released. It's called Hopefully. And I've got my same kind of apprehension towards the name of the title as I did to the name of his singles newly released. It feels like this is going to lack direction. And I kind of predicted what the main theme of the album was going to be, which is going to be like parenthood. Because that's the thing which has happened in his life, I guess, so like makes sense. But I said this to my siblings, and maybe this isn't the hot take I think it is, but I just hate how like when people become parents, they pretend, or no, they don't pretend, because they actually feel it and it feels real to them, but they act like they're the first people in the world to become parents, and they've got like all these revelations about parenthood and what it means to be a parent. And like, I get it's important because it's like, you know, it's such a big theme of life, but I'm like, because it's such a big theme of life, then like, is it like, haven't we said all that is to say? Then I guess you could put the same argument to love, but then I wouldn't agree when it comes to love, because I'm like, always there's always something to say. So maybe it's because I'm just not a parent, that I'm just like, oh, parenthood, like, why are you talking about parenthood? But yeah, so I'm excited anyway to see what the album is. I feel like I'm going into it with low expectations, which is probably a good thing, because I'll probably enjoy it more. And you've got tickets coming out for the tour in like November or something, but then the tickets coming out on like Friday or tomorrow if I decide to commit and buy the album on vinyl. But I don't know, I don't see myself doing that, because I'm just like, I haven't even heard it, mate. Like, I'm not that committed to you. Like, I am committed. Yeah, I don't know. This is something. Yeah, that's a whole dilemma in my head at the minute. And I don't even know where I'd see him, because I'm like, will I see him in Glasgow? Or maybe I should just book tickets to go to Leeds with my sister to see him. That would be fun. Is that midweek? I have to check the day of the week. And then getting to Leeds is like kind of the same amount of time it kind of took to get to London. I could just go to London, you know? But I'd probably just see him in Glasgow. I just hate. This is my pet hate about living in St. Andrews, is that like the concerts are in Glasgow, and I'm like, okay, fine, but like the transport links are so bad between Glasgow and St. Andrews. I mean, St. Andrews is a fairly small town, so I think it's good relatively, but it's just like you have to like leave the concert early, or like basically pay for an Airbnb, and that's just like a huge financial commitment. And I'm just like that's just, it's just a lot. And it's like something you can't do regularly. So I haven't done it at all. But I mean, whilst being at St. Andrews, I do want to do it at least once. So maybe I should just commit and do the Glasgow thing. I think I will, for Lord Carner, if I can get tickets. I mean, he's doing four nights at O2 Brixton Academy, which is exciting. I don't know how many nights he's doing in Glasgow. I think probably like two or three. But yeah, I think it's because I'm from London. So I'm just so used to like, you know, having such great transport links all the time, even though I am from Southeast London, and you know, that's pretty disconnected. But like, for example, my last train home from Victoria is at like 12:40. Like, I can literally just be out on the town until then, which I mean, it's fairly late. And then even then, if I miss that, like, there's the night bus, and I don't want to get the night bus through Brixton personally, like, or just in general, to be fair, but just the night bus, like, it exists, it is there, if worse comes to worse. And it also, distance probably isn't as far between, yeah, distance between from central to my home isn't as far between as Glasgow to St. Andrews. So like, if it even got worse than that, I could theoretically pay for a taxi. I mean, my bank account wouldn't like it, I wouldn't like it, but like, you know, that's an option as well. Anyways, this is such a boring rant. I don't really know how this even started. But anyways, back to Lord Carner. Lord Carner is a bit of a mastermind with sampling. He was even more of a mastermind, I feel, back in the day. So much so that most of his early stuff isn't released. It's like unreleased, because that's what not released means, unreleased lol. Because he sampled so heavily and he couldn't get like, you know, couldn't get it written off. No CD, for example, I remember listening to some podcast, I think, about talking about him making that song, and he basically was like, I cannot say what sample I used, because I think he sampled it so heavily that it's like, if it ever got out, then, you know, that's a bit of a lawsuit type case. So yeah, fun fact for you there. But talking about his earlier stuff, my SoundCloud, you know, realization, exploration, A Little Late, his like debut EP, is on SoundCloud, with the song BFG, which is heartbreaking, but so good. So yeah, if you're interested in Lord Khan's earlier stuff, check out SoundCloud. I sound like I'm sponsored by them at this point, which I low-key am, because the amount of ads I've had telling me to buy SoundCloud Go is actually insane. I think I'm being indoctrinated at this point. Anyways, next up, we're going to listen to a bit of Record and Dotty, which is what Lord Khan sampled for Ain't Nothing Changed. We're not going to listen to the whole track, because it's a bit repetitive. And then, so you can just like basically hear the resemblance. And then we're just going to dive into Ain't Nothing Changed. So, yeah, see if you can hear the resemblance here. See, okay, that was Rick and Dotty. And if you heard Ain't Nothing Changed before, it basically sounds like the beginning, because he takes it like directly. So yeah, his Ain't Nothing Changed, kind of ironic because he didn't actually really change much about the sample. So here we go.
Kinda miss my student loan, I miss sitting in the student home, sharing stories, now I simmer sipping sort of wrong, walking like I've been talking the talk but can't afford a phone, trust I'm all alone, panicking to play it safe, this talk of paper chase is forcing me to stay awake, living this layer cake where others will say it straight, say they got my back and that they're praying I'ma pave the way, like it's the great escape, brothers doing better than me, I'm in a hurry, worry, what if they forget about me, I'm just another number, nothing when the check will bounce, see I went moving for money but there's nothing but debt around me, so when the rest of found me bugging in the brain, and I'm somewhere between the struggle and the strain, they ask why every fucking song the fucking same, and I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, I'm saying ain't nothing changed, just cause ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, nah cause ain't nothing changed, I'm saying ain't nothing changed, just I'm saying ain't nothing changed, brother cause ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, nah cause ain't nothing changed. Cause this is for the men of the house who were far too young. See your friends are going out before you can't do none. You're raising funds for your mother and your can't do sons. Up in the rubble raising trouble, what you can't do is run. And trust I feel it, but can't conceal it, see. This inner city responsibility's killing me. I start to shiver when I think of all the shit I need. And see all my brothers burning paper on that sticky greed. Picking the thickest leaves, stuck in the mist. Saying this shit, I should've quit but couldn't fucking resist. And now they sit with a lark, a little luck and a wish. But trust they still blow their mother a kiss. They're living up in the bits and slip, stagger through the puddles in the pain. Somewhere beneath the rubbles in the rain, they gasp why every fucking song the fucking same. And I tell them it's cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just cause ain't nothing changed. Saying ain't nothing changed. Nah, cause ain't nothing changed. I'm saying ain't nothing changed. Just, I'm saying ain't nothing changed, brother, cause ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, nah, cause ain't nothing changed, nah, cause ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing changed, I'm saying ain't nothing changed, I'm saying ain't nothing changed, ain't nothing changed, trust, cause ain't nothing changed, cause ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, cause ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed, saying ain't nothing changed, cause us ain't nothing changed, cause us ain't nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
ain't nothing changed. Next up, we're going to deep dive into a Nux sample. He released Leon the Professional a few years ago now, which sampled Toshifumi Hinata's Reflections, which apparently was inspired by photos of the composer's father's lover in 1940 Shanghai. And he imagined the woman's life after separating from his father. Maybe have a check out of the, that wasn't grammatically correct. Check out the music video for it, because it's quite ethereal, quite transcendent. But for some reason, it has attracted like the most annoying men in existence in the comments, because they're all just like joking about, you know, I don't know how to explain it. They're just like trying to act posh, but they know they're acting posh, and they're just trying to be funny, and it's just not funny. I don't even know how I bothered to explain this joke, because it wasted my time looking at this morning. I'm wasting your time, my time explaining it to you. Anyways, let's just get back to it. So Hinata's father wrote about feeling to a woman in English on one of the photos, and that's obviously furthered Hinata's feelings and therefore musical talents being explored for Reflections. So we're gonna listen to that and then see how Nux reworked it in Leon the Professional. We'll see his storytelling abilities in full force, I'm sure. So here we go.
Started wasting my time just waiting in the car parked outside of the station, but came with two youths older than me. I used to like when they told man stories about all the highs and lows of the street. Who rose, who fell, who goes to jail, who don't is free. Did you ever hear the story about Leon? I said Leon, they said Leon. He was from the flats that the Jack kids be on. Before the cats, they had they cracked a phenon. They say on the street he a phenon. When he squeezed on, it's phenomenal. Make a change off a name like a hitman, and we'll hitman if it's reasonable. Then you all have the same reason to call. Oh, what a big misfortune if blank ceases to breathe anymore. Mac on the mantle, teeth in a drawer. If you ask him, he'll call it his calling. Course is the one that's receiving a call. For price in your head in the morning, call money up like there's peas on the wall. When the payment is set,
just need a name and address. A couple pictures never hurt, man, wanna be certain he aiming correct. A scar on his arm and a nape of the neck, and a big one going along the torso from when the boys tried snake him in West. That Calasco repaid in flesh. Did you ever hear the story about Leon? I said Leon, they said Leon. He was from the flats that the Jack kids be on. Before the cats there had they cracked a phenon. They say on the street he a phenon, when he squeezed on, it's phenomenal. Make a change off a name like a hitman, and we'll hitman if it's reasonable. Logic and reason, one thing you please, every man's got a code. Never hit children or women, and don't bring things to your humble abode. He caught most of his bodies alone, bodies in storage, bodies at home. Feds on a mission to catch man slipping, by time they sniffing a long man's ghost. Bro, who do you suppose I could go to and talk about a small little problem? My problem's on Princess Road by the junction. My hunches he holds, so don't hold any punches. Ho what? Ho where? Man flung on the all black airs. Take out a man in his band, or end up rapping on pool that's theirs. Did you ever hear the story about Leon? I said Leon, they said Leon. He was from the flats that the Jack kids be on. Before the cats there had they cracked a phenon. They say on the street he a phenon, when he squeezed on, it's phenomenal. Make a change off a name like a hitman, and we'll hitman if it's reasonable. He come back one evening and even get round to put keys in the door. The ding off the lift when it came to the fifths and the shiver the kid ain't feeling before. What, did they finally find my location? Okay then, man's waiting. Then when he gradually opened the door, heard a voice of the movement, you're going to the station. He always knew one day they would come. He'll go out amazing, blazing his gun. He reached for the piece that he kept on the landing, but man wasn't playing and laid him with one. When the fed tried radio in, man ran for the first window that was open. He couldn't survive that fall, are you joking? But when he looked out, there was nobody posted. Did you ever hear the story about Leon? I said Leon, they said Leon. He was from the flats that the Jack kids be on. Before the cats there had they cracked a phenon. They say on the street he a phenon, when he squeezed on, it's phenomenal. Make a change off a name like a hitman, and we'll hitman if it's reasonable.
That was quite an abrupt end. That caught me off guard. Okay, basically, I was looking up Reflections and the composer, and I was on the Wikipedia page for the composer, and apparently Reflections was illegally sampled for the song 90mh by Trefuego, which is a different rapper, and it was ordered to pay Sony over $800,000 in damages, which is kind of crazy. So I want to look more into like sampling and how that even gets done, and wonder how much money Knox had to pay in order to, you know, clear the sample, because, or maybe he had to pay money at all. Maybe it was like, maybe his composer was like, that beat and that rapper, so good, man, who gets that for free. Or maybe they just get like a recurring payment, like a percentage of the earnings from the singer, the rapper, in Knox's case. But then if it came down to that, then when it gets to them earning money for like, if they're like doing a tour, or like they then make a different album, whatever, then it would become unclear like what percentage of the earnings would be due to that song alone. Do you know what I mean? So I need to look into this. I'm intrigued in the economics of it. Maybe this is my calling. Maybe I should work in the music industry and be like, you know, like an economist. But then that feels like fundamentally like immoral, because I'm just like profiting off of creativity and something which should just be like, you know, freely available, not something which should be monetized. So anyways, next up we're going to have I Caught You in a Lie by Robert Parker, which is a sample for Hell and Back, which Bakar actually, apparently this was a whole issue, him trying to get this cleared, because he didn't realize that it was sampled. I think someone like Kendall Jenner, someone really random part of the Kardashian Jenner family, he was there for like her radio show. One of them has a radio show, which is weird. Some weird thing I have in common, the Kardashian and Jenners, anyways. And he played it on the radio show, and apparently it kind of blew up, and it blew up on Twitter. And they didn't realize that it was like that he sampled it, and they had to like go through a whole like month long hiatus trying to find this random person, called Robert Parker, his family, to try and get them to sign off on it. And apparently paperwork was just long, but anyways, it's fine that they did it, because I mean, it's fine for Bakar. I think he's probably earned millions off of this track, to be honest. So much so that he made The Halo, his album, which came out like last year, a couple of years ago now. He made Hell and Back Again with Summer Walker and that is the verse. But yeah, anyways, so we're going to listen to I Caught You in the Lie, Rock Parker, and then Bakar, Hell and Back. Yeah, anyways, I'll catch you next week, 2 p.m., same time, same place. But yeah, hopefully the mixing is like better next week. But I mean, it's been fun to experiment anyways with, because I can just say what I want. It's a bit more chill when I know no one's going to be listening to it back. But yeah, here we go. Robert Parker, I Caught You in a Lie, Hell and Back. Have a good week. See you next time.
Lie, baby. Sure enough, I did.